بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا واعدنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد, many a times when we think of ibadah, of worship, we think of salah, we think of dua, we think of the recitation of the Quran, we think of dhikr. And while all of these are definitely various forms of ibadah that we should try and engage in, ibadah is not restricted to these things. Rather, it extends far beyond. In a hadith of Tabarani, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى قَلْبِ أَخِيكَ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that the most beloved of actions in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happiness, joy that you bring to your fellow believer. Last night I was thinking long and hard that today would be the last of this series that we've been having about habits. So what should I conclude this on? What should be the last thing that we speak about? Then Allah Ta'ala put this hadith in my mind. He said, SubhanAllah, what better thing to conclude on than the most beloved of actions to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? To become a source of joy, of happiness to others. It doesn't take much to make somebody else happy. It doesn't take much to bring a smile to someone's face. And what better habit to develop in this month of Ramadan than to become a source of joy and happiness to others? That if daily we can bring a smile to somebody's face, even if it's one person a day, if we can just bring a smile to their face, maybe it's just holding the door open for them, for the person who's behind us as we're leaving the masjid. Maybe it's just picking up an elderly person's shoes. Maybe it's just moving an object from the path. Maybe it's picking up the phone and calling our mother or calling our father and checking up on them. Calling a relative that perhaps we haven't spoken to in a long while. These are small, small actions. But inshallah, in doing them, it will become a source of joy, of happiness, will become a source of us bringing a smile to someone's face. And this is the most beloved of actions in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In English they say, some people bring happiness wherever they go. Others bring happiness whenever they go. May Allah ta'ala make us from the former and not the latter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to build all the good habits that we have been speaking about throughout this month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all the bad habits that we have been speaking about throughout this month. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.